214-520-HELP. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store, Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
214.
So, we're aware of this place all night, and this is a helpline to help others that may want to come out this way to San Francisco. If you ever get a chance, it's a wonderful city. I would recommend not staying in the Tenderloin, but other than that, it's yes. Got everything you'd want.
Stay in the awesome parts of the city. We'd recommend that.
Yeah, not the places that aren't so great. But there's a hotel that is a sister hotel to the one that we're staying at. We stayed at this one called the Park 55 Hotel. And it was great. It was fine. For what we needed, it was perfect. It's near the media center, you know, five-minute walk, all that, back and forth, lots of little restaurants around and good stuff. And, yeah, it was in the middle of the Tenderloin, but
it's kind of on the edge of the Tenderloin.
Yeah, right, on the edge. But there's an accompanying hotel, I guess a sister or brother hotel.
Another Hilton property that's like catty corner.
Right. And someone told you, Dave, the first day we checked in, hey, you guys need to go to the sister hotel and go up to their sky bar.
Yeah, I think it's called City View.
Yeah. And we did not take anybody up on that. We did not take the powers that be up on that until last night. We all went and had some sush, some good sush din. And that was good.
Yeah.
Good high-level sushi. Although, as I told Dave, it for me, it's like a $25 bottle of wine, which I think is great. You reach a certain level of sushi, for me and my sushi palate, where if it's good, it's all good. Like those restaurants that are above the grocery store, right?
Yes.
They're all really good to me.
Well, yeah, and because at its heart, sushi is kind of pure, and it's, you know, like you're not trying to add a bunch of stuff to the awesome fish.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you can get too radical with the recipes, although I do know that some places, I hear what you're saying, though. Like, it's tough to rank your favorite sushi places in a certain price point because sushi is good, but it's tough to say it's really different from place to place.
Yes.
If done right.
Indeed. So we end up at the
Cityscape.
Cityscape?
Yeah, Cityscape is the bar.
We end up going into the hotel, and then they direct us to the elevator, which leads you to the top. And in my head...
And everybody peeled off. This was just you and me at this point.
Yeah.
I should have.
Killer came to join us.
I should have hung in there, but I just... Sleepy.
It was 6:30.
Well,
yeah, it felt like midnight, but it was 7 o'clock.
There was a Mavs game in the third quarter, and I wanted to go watch.
Oh, man.
We're back, baby!
So
we're trying to be back.
Yeah. So we go up there, and I thought in my head that it was going to be this big open-air type place, but it wasn't. It was enclosed, which was great, and it had a... basically a full 360 view of the city, depending on which side you were on. And, man, it was so freaking cool.
Was it?
Yes. And
yeah, because you're on, like, the 64th floor. So there are...
It's one of the taller buildings.
Yeah, there are only a handful of buildings that are taller. So you do have a complete panorama of the city.
Really?
And so on one side... you're looking up the hill into the neighborhoods, and then on the other side, you're looking out into the bay, and you can see the Giants ballpark right there.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, there's Alcatraz sitting out there, and it's an incredibly unique view of the entire, what that city has to offer. And again,
I hate that.
It's really cool.
Well, I love it for you guys.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, drinks were not cheap, but they weren't much more than your typical cocktail bar.
No, and Dave and I...
Could I have afforded my normal one?
Yes.
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 Dave and I would have had... We've had many outwardly pretty gay moments, but this may have been the gayest because we're sitting up there, we're overlooking the ocean, we're in awe of the beauty of what we're seeing in front of us, and we ordered two espresso martinis to show our appreciation.
I feel like that's Dave's go-to these days.
Well, I was hoping to catch a second wind. It didn't work.
He just kept going down.
Made you more like
a night. Yeah, it did not give any pep to my step. So after that, Killer came up, Killer had one, and then we all went back to our hotel bar, and then we were both in bed by 9. It's so hard. I don't understand.
Would you say you're very good at...
No, you made it till 10:30.
Did I?
Yeah.
Would okay. You... It's hard to adjust to Pacific time and party like a local.
I've learned some things having Dave on our show these last couple of years, and there's a lot of great qualities. He's a wonderful Sherpa. He doesn't take us to the Golden Gate Park if we're trying to get to the Golden Gate Bridge.
By the way, underreported story from you guys.
Oh, we've said it like 3 times. I know I messed up.
I just don't understand how you can just type in anything Golden Gate and think you're going to the bridge.
Well, in defense of me,
you said
allow me to defend me.
To the park.
There's a park right at the foot of the Golden Gate Bridge. Wouldn't it stand to reason that that's Golden Gate Park?
No.
Okay, well, I learn something every day. Anyway, Dave does a fine job of finding us a lunch place like today. That was delightful. He directs us. All I have to do is just follow Dave, and it takes a lot of pressure because all of us have to be dad on vacations and, like, itinerary and making sure we get every place, and it's just nice to not be dad of the group, and that's fun because I do think before Dave, I probably did act as dad because we know Corby's not. So that's true. But the other thing I've learned about Dave, and I totally respect it, I just don't have this issue, is I can walk into a hotel and just go to my room. And Dave always wants to make sure that everything's okay at the bar. You know, everyone's having a good time in there.
Like, just got to check in.
So my favorite maneuver is leave a bar because we're tired and it's probably time to shut her down, go back to our hotel, and then say hello to that bar for a while.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the
that
shutdown process, right?
That one doesn't. Those like, 3 drinks don't count.
It's like when you're scuba diving, you can't shoot up in the air and back to oxygen really fast. You have to go up.
Yeah, you don't
slowly.
Want to get the bends.
Right, you don't want the bends. So you have to just slowly normalize. And I like how you leave the bar, go to the other bar to sort of continue the process of leaving the bar, and then you're out of the bar.
Well, and that's what I told Corby last night as we were sitting there, because he was in touch with Manhattan Beach Jeff, his buddy, who is in town, but
speaking of bars,
but networking.
Yeah.
And so we were hoping that we would be able to connect with him, but he had too many other obligations. But I told Corby, I said, I'm just glad that we are here, because this bar is like 50 paces from my bed, that all I have to do is walk to the elevators and then walk 2 doors from the elevators, and I am in my bed, and I don't have to worry about anything.
Right. There's
that is huge.
It's really hard to mess everything up between
the
like lobby bar and
I don't want to stay out anymore. I don't want to be at a bar that is a Waymo drive away from the hotel or a 10-15 minute walk from the hotel. I just want to be able to go to bed within 30 seconds of deciding I want to go to bed.
And just walk in the door and just face down in your bed. Yeah.
And we had a surprise arrival as Dave and I were both fading at about 9:30 or so as Jubb and Donovan came bursting in.
Yeah, they
like
were
the Kool-Aid
returning
men.
From their bender.
And just 3 sheets.
They were hammered and... And
they made us stay longer.
And George is like, man, should I get one more? Should I just? He's like, I'm going to be such a mess tomorrow. But
what's the difference now?
That's what I told him. I'm like, look, you're going to get like 3 hours of sleep, and it is what it is, and you can sleep on the plane when you come back. And matter of fact, they probably just landed about 45 minutes ago back in Dallas. So shout out, Giorgio, if you're going home. It was good hanging with you and Donnie last night.
Oh, that reminds me.
And the killer.
Since you mentioned snoring.
I didn't.
I thought you did that you snored on the plane. Did you not?
No.
Did I just think of snorts?
Yeah, you did.
Well, we were talking off air to N'Kobe Dean about sleeping on the plane.
Yeah. Can I just say, if we have any time in Friday fun, the EA candidate this morning
is
just one of the great moments in ticket history. Somehow it didn't win. Because...
No, it did, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I thought I won.
No.
Okay, good.
No, because,
okay, good.
Because we had two of the three candidates, and both were extremely strong. They were the looking for some Chinese.
Bob.
And you and Josie Altidore outing his divorce.
Yeah.
And so sandwiched in the middle was the EA falling asleep during work in progress, and that one won.
Okay.
It beat those strong candidates from our show.
And Ham, I don't know how this, I guess Ham and DJ, I don't know how you guys designed the inner workings of your Sunday morning show, but whoever decided if we catch EA dozing for a second, mic on, is just brilliant on all accounts.
Yeah, who's responsible for that?
That's Connor Caldwell, and the funny part is EA's not even officially part of the show. We just call him the shadow producer because
he just sings.
Yeah, he just sits in the chair, and that's usually his contribution is him falling asleep.
And then the second they see him doze off, it goes mic on, to a point where P1s are like, that's not even real, because why would his mic be on if he's snoring? And I'm like, well, that's the point. Like, that is the accountability partner that he needs in his life, is that the second we catch you dozing, we're going to air the noises you make when,
like,
you sleep during the show.
You called him out when we first met him that you bet he snores. And now look at your
Obviously.
Prophecy.
I mean, it's like saying, I bet Saquon Barkley will be good in the NFL. It's not, that wasn't the hardest scouting report to write. I didn't have to look at a whole lot of film to get the EA profile that he probably snores. But yes, that one did hit pretty well. Better than my Josh Allen write-up.